I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A 72-hour ceasefire in Sudan's capital officially ends at midnight. However, the Sudanese army still battled with rapid support forces on the outskirts of Khartoum yesterday. Joe Willie with Sat7 says, for Sudanese people trapped, outside communication is hard to come by.
It's interesting, in Sudan, 28% of people statistically have internet access, but satellite broadcasting, satellite television is really popular.
Sat7's Arabic satellite television channel is broadcasting gospel hope into Sudan, where missionaries and NGOs can't go. For now,
pray that the violence would stop, as well as asking for prayer for those who have lost loved ones. Also that Sudan can be united, because that nation itself is struggling to have democratic rule.
And we'll end today in Lebanon, where authorities are once again forcing Syrian refugees back into Syria. Armed forces drove the refugees across the border, handing them over to the Syrian military in batches. Hard for Lebanon's Camille Melki says the Syrian refugee population makes an easy scapegoat.
The Lebanese politicians are deceiving the population by convincing them that all their problems are because of the Syrian refugees in our country.
Pray Syrian refugees will place their faith in God as they experience His love through Heart for Lebanon.
We don't draw a line between a local and a refugee. People who are hungry are individuals created in God's own liking. They're not created after any political leader in Syria or a political leader in Lebanon.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby. Called Get Hope, it's meant to encourage you through Scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.